Right.
Good morning, Commissioner Gilman. Are you ready to go?
I am, sir. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman, are you ready to go?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. County Manager?
Yep. Ready to go.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Today is September 17th, 2024. It's 10 a.m. sharp. Quorum is present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. I do want to apologize that I'm not there in person. I'm not feeling well. Didn't want to risk getting anybody else sick. With that, we're going to move on to item number two, which is to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number three, which is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you could all join me for that, I would appreciate it. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Moving on to item number four is public comment. Public comment is welcomed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment is again welcomed after each item on the agenda. Those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment in the courtroom or on Zoom today?
Seeing none, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Jim. Moving right along to item number five, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for the September 17th, 2024 meeting. County Manager Osborne, are there any changes to today's agenda?
Commissioner Carmona, there is one suggested change. It is to remove number 17 from the agenda. It is a Title 17 update.
Okay.
That is it.
All right. Thank you very much. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's agenda?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
If I can just clarify, is the recommendation to remove or to continue the item number 17?
Remove it entirely.
Remove it entirely. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment? Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? As a reminder, for folks that are calling in, you can use star 6 to unmute and mute yourself and star 9 to raise your hand. Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, are you prepared to make a motion?
Yes, sir. I move to approve today's agenda, removing item 17 from that agenda.
I second that motion.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number six, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the July 16th, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, are there any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, are you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our July 16th, 2024 meeting as presented.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number seven, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the August 6th, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about those minutes?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, sir. Thanks.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes from the August 6th meeting?
Don't see any.
All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepare to make a motion?
Yes, sir. I move to approve the minutes for our August 6th, 2024 meeting as presented.
Second that motion.
Right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All right, motion passes unanimously. Thank you. On to item number 8, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the August 20th, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about those minutes?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, are you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I move to approve the minutes for our August 20th, 2024 meeting as presented.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 9, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the September 3rd, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments on those minutes?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman?
I'm good, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
I move to approve the minutes from our September 3rd, 2024 meeting as presented.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 10 is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about today's consent agenda?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I'm good, thanks.
Is there any public comment? All right, not seeing any, Vice Chairman, would you prepare to make a motion?
Yes, sir. I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 11. This is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. And we're going to kick things off with the Sheriff's Office today.
Morning, Commissioners. Sheriff Cullen for the record. Just a couple of things real quick. This morning at 5 a.m., we were able to complete our Nevada Criminal Justice NCJIS modernization effort and do the switchover. There's a lot to it, but basically it's a changeover from what we were doing, and it's going to help us improve our operations and services to the public. If you guys have some questions for me, I can answer some of it, but I'm not completely technically proficient with everything that goes on down there. But it was something that we were behind in a few months ago, and now we're leading the state in that. So that was a good changeover, and I just wanted to thank everyone down in dispatch and our ID department for helping us out with that. The second thing I have for everybody is that the Sheriff's Office app, the Story County Sheriff's Office app, is available on iPhones and Android at the Google App Store. And if you download that, you'll have access to all of our media releases, information on inmates. There's a tab for emergency management and all kinds of stuff with the Sheriff's Office and how to do things with forms and such. And that's all I have this morning.
Thank you, Sheriff. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for the Sheriff?
No questions. Thank you, Sheriff.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Sheriff. Moving right along to the Fire Protection District.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Lockhart for the record. And if you'll bear with me, I got quite a few updates today. The past 2 weeks have been eventful for the Fire District. On the evening of the 3rd, after our last commission meeting, we did have a fire down Six Mile Canyon. Thanks to the aggressive firefighting efforts of our district staff and our mutual aid regional partners, we were able to contain that fire to under 2 acres. So that's a pretty good success based off the fire history in that area. Volunteer Fire Chief Jeff Goldsworthy informed me that despite the delay on the annual volunteer spaghetti feed due to the Davis fire, it was a success, and he wants to thank the community for all their support. During the Davis fire, The fire district did deploy one Type 3 engine as well as our dozer down on that fire. We were engaged through most of the fire, just barely released this last Saturday, which they immediately request our excavator. So as soon as my dozer operator got home, he loaded the excavator and he is back down on that fire again. And just for the public knowledge, that fire is currently in 92% contained as of this morning. With that being said about our dozer, just a little update on that. It's been utilized quite extensively this year. It's responded to fires in Utah, Texas, Oregon, and on numerous regional incidents. But given the extent of the use that we've experienced with that this year, we're going to start exploring some replacement options. Our primary dozer, Dozer 74, it's a 1984 Cat, and our transport's a 1997 International. So we have an aging fleet, and with more use, and as more as our regional partners are reaching out for that, we need to start looking at ways to replace that and keep dependable equipment in the county. We've currently made 3 job offers to firefighters who will be starting on the 25th of this month. This is a big accomplishment for the district because this is the first time we're going to move to 3-person staffing here at Fire Station 71. This is part of our big overall plan and ensuring we provide coverage even when our ambulance is committed or our staff is committed on other assignments. That testing went really well. We had a lot of qualified applicants. So we may want to consider our next move early, and that is increasing our staffing at Station 74, which, as we analyze the budget, will present more options and start protecting our communities a little better. We've started our process of our ISO review. This is a really extensive and long drawn out process. I've submitted the forms to other affected county departments to gather that information up for me to present to the ISO on October 7th. It is not just my hope of maintaining our ISO class 3, but to improve that. So we're gonna shoot for the stars. If worst comes worst, we keep our 3, but I really am pretty optimistic we can move to an ISO class 2. As well, the 25th of this month, we do assist Fire Show West training conference down in Reno. We assist it every year with an engine and staffing for their live fire events. So we're excited to get back in and be part of that again this year. And lastly, as the Fire Station 71 progresses in the construction of that, we were just starting to evaluate the district needs as far as future growth, what's around us. And with the loss of 2 apparatus space with that new fire station that's being presented, we're just keeping our options open. And we're currently looking at the property to the north. And again, as we examine these options more closely, we'll present more to the board. And I'll answer any questions you may have.
Thank you for that update, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the Chief?
I do not. Thank you for the report, Chief.
All right, Vice Chairman.
I'm good. Thank you.
All right, again, appreciate the update.
Thank you.
Moving right along, we're going to move on to our Public Works Department.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Project Manager, reporting for Director Wiersbicki. He made a few items to update the board. Number one, spot paving and slurry sealing will be going on in town this week. You may see SNC personnel working on that. Number two, we are working on a final punch list for Lousetown. And number three is engineering is fully underway for the 2025 road rehab project. And that's all I have, sirs.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Mike?
No questions. Thank you, Mike.
All right, Vice Chairman.
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate, again, that update, Mike. Moving right along to Operations and Projects Coordinator, Mike himself.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All projects are proceeding nicely. I have no significant developments to report today.
All right, Mike. Thank you again. Moving right along to our Business Development Director.
Laura's out today, Jay, but her office is here with Sarah.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. Let's hear from our PR Director.
Good morning. My name is Julia Moreno-Fritz, and I'm the Public Relations Officer for the Record. I'd like to provide a brief overview of our social media performance. I've created a metric sheet that tracks engagement, reach, demographics, active time, sentiment, and media coverage from the beginning of August until now. And this will help us understand what works, what doesn't work. Our total social media presence has grown significantly across Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, with followers increasing by over 200 and overall engagement rates rising from an average of 2.3% to 9.3%, which is pretty great. And regarding media coverage during the Davis wildfire, we had significant coverage. Our social media and press releases were quoted by six local news coverages and six national chains, including outlets from Oklahoma and Wisconsin. In summary, we're seeing growth and engagement across all platforms and positive media coverage, both from our social media and press releases. Does anyone have any questions?
Thank you for that update, Julia. Much appreciated. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Julia?
I do not. Thank you, Julia, for the report.
All right, Vice Chairman.
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again. Moving right along to our planning department.
Good morning, Kathy Canfield for the Record. I just wanted to let you know that the two planning commission meetings in October, which will be October 3rd and October 17th, we will be discussing the master plan. There's no set actions set for those dates, but we do want to have a discussion with the planning commissioners and the public. We'll have proposed chapter changes and items to have a further discussion with that. So we're asking for everybody that's interested in that topic to please try to attend. It'll be here in the courthouse and also available on Zoom. And then the second item is we are down one planning commissioner. We had to have one person resign for personal reasons. And so we do have an at-large position that's open until filled. So if you know of anybody that might be interested, we would love to have them apply. Thank you.
Thank you for that update, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Kathy?
I do not. Thank you, Kathy.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that update. Moving right along to our Emergency Management Director.
Good morning, Adam Wilson, Director of Emergency Management for the Record. This past weekend with the Davis fire, our staff ran 24/7 operations for that. So we very quickly justified hiring the new body in emergency management. We were fielding hundreds of calls, text messages, and emails as those alerts were going out. And I was very quickly overwhelmed. So it was very nice to have Tristan there helping us. Our metrics on that showed really good response rates and receivables on those. We were able to track all those messages. So the new RAFE platform is performing better than expected. We did work out a few kinks. We're working on an after-action report in coordination with all the other departments in the county that were affected, and we'll have that ready tomorrow for a presentation to the county manager's office. And with that, we'll take questions.
Thank you, Adam. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Adam?
I do not. Thank you, Adam.
Vice Chairman?
Good. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the update. Let's move on to our comptroller's office.
On Mr. Chair, but it must be away from the mic.
Okay, we'll come back to her in a bit. I don't see our assessor on with us today. How about our IT department? How about human resources?
If you could hear that, said nothing to report.
Thank you. How about community development?
Morning, Commissioners. Nothing new to add today.
Thank you, Pete. How about our Health and Community Services Director?
Good morning, Stacey Yuen, for the record. In 2 weeks, on October 2nd, we're going to be doing our Community Resource Fair at Piper's Opera House. That'll be from 2 to 6. We'll have a flu shot clinic available from 2 to 4 on that same day. We have confirmed 45 vendors, including Aging and Disability, VA, and local offices here in the courthouse. We also have other flu clinics that are going around in the community. Tomorrow, September 18th, from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Highlands. September 19th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in Lockwood. September 25th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in Mark Twain. And then another one in Mark Twain on October 11th, 10 to 12. And that is it.
Thank you for that update, Stacey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Stacey?
I have no questions. Thank you, Stacey.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. How about we move on to our DA's office?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I do not have anything to update the board on this morning.
Thank you, Brian. How about the county manager's office?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, Austin Osborne for the record. Just to let you know, the conversations are still ongoing with Washoe County, our legislators, as well as the property owner on that parcel north of Lockwood. There is an appeal that's planning to come up in Washoe County in October, and everyone's just holding a little bit until the property owner goes through that process in Washoe County before we resume conversations on the status of that land. I want to thank my team. Department heads had reviewed the PIO and media policy and then emergency management, as well as Julia from our public relations function, are going through and adding some elements to that as related to emergencies and other types of PIO activity. So we anticipate that that document will be here in front of the commission here shortly for us to have an updated social media and PIO policy. And then lastly, as we're approaching October, we were starting to reopen that strategic plan internally just to kind of get it ready for the board then to deliberate on that document with the public and to revisit the strategic plan in October, November, and however long it takes, so we can then prepare that with the CIP, capital improvement plan, as it dovetails into the budget season next year. So that's what we have on our plate. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
No questions. Thank you, Austin.
All right. Vice Chairman?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Again, appreciate that update. How about the Clerk Treasurer's Office?
Mr. Chair, the Comptroller is ready if you want to go there first.
Oh, okay. Great. How about the Comptroller's Office?
Hi. I have nothing right now. I have an item later. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Jim, are you ready? The Clerk Treasurer's Office?
Indeed. I'll let Mr. Allen take it off first.
All right.
Morning, Commissioners. Mark Allen for the record. Election preparation for the November election is in full swing. Just some important dates to update you on. Our overseas ballots for our registered voters will go out this no later than Friday. And then our in-state, out-of-state mail ballots will drop no later than the 26th of this month. And then our pre-logic and accuracy testing for our voting machines is scheduled for the 9th of October. That is all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right. Thank you for that update. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right.
Thanks. I'm going to add a couple more comments, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Please.
Jim Hindle, Clerk and Treasurer. Just wanted, number one, to recognize Mark Allen, deputy in the office who's been leading elections. He's done a wonderful job at getting the new VREM system, the Voter Registration Election Management System, ready for this election. If people were listening to the radio this morning, there's been a lot of PR out of the Secretary of State's office in promoting this to build confidence. And Mark has been key, not only within Story County, but helping people around the state, making sure that they're prepared for this election. So a lot of thanks to his effort. Also, wanted to just bring up that along with all the elections activity that is now in full swing, with ballots dropping this weekend and next weekend, we also have a district court trial, jury trial that will be taking place next week. And that will be down in Carson City, given some of the security issues that the court has. But that is creating a lot of activity and preparation, making sure that we are responding to and managing prospective jurors and making sure that they know the protocol for attending and being in attendance down in Carson City. And with that, we also on the heels of that, coming off that jury trial, will be right at the end of the month, which also means that the second installment of property taxes will be coming due on the first week of October. So just wanted to let people know that there's going to be a lot of activity in the office. Bear with us. We ask for patience. If we're not on top of certain requests right away, if it's urgent, please let us know. But we have a lot of activity that is starting over the next month and a half. So never a dull moment in the clerk treasurer's office.
Never. Thank you for that update, Jim. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Jim? You're on mute, sir, but I think you said no questions.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Believe that we have Eric Schoen with Community Chester with us as well.
Good morning. Eric Schoen with Community Chest for the record. Community Chest is working together with a few other agencies to bring an event to Fallon, a statewide event called the Nevada Rural Communities Summit. And we're expecting 150 to 200 folks attending. It'll be at the 3C Arena. And primarily the conversations will be around affordable housing, mental health, early childhood education, and food insecurity. If folks are interested, I'll send the link over to Jim to include whoever does the notes and minutes, and they can sign up. The registration is free. But part of the reason I'm bringing this up now is because one of our very own, Stacey York, will be presenting on the innovative things they're doing through her agency to meet the food insecurity needs, or to try to meet the food insecurity needs here in Story County. What she's doing is pretty innovative, and it's pretty, I think it's a model to hold up for other folks to do. She's not only providing food for seniors, but also supporting the schools as well as the jails. And she's continuing to work with her staff to figure out other areas to be of real support for Story County residents. And I think it's a model worth exemplifying and worth amplifying. So she'll be one of our featured workshop presenters at that event. That's all I have.
Thank you for that update, Eric. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Eric?
Do not. Thank you, Eric.
All right, Vice Chairman.
Yeah, Eric, when is this summit going to happen?
It's on October 28th and 29th.
Thank you.
And again, I could send a link and a save the date card. And yeah.
That'd be great, Eric. Thank you. All right. Is there anybody from staff or our nonprofits that I missed as far as updates?
Mr. Chairman, BCTC is coming up.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Morning, everyone. Leah Cruz, Assistant Tourism Director for the record. We're just coming off of the 65th, hard to believe, annual camel races. We did have some sold out shows, lots of media presence this year, which was wonderful. Sunday was a little iffy with the Davis fire, but the show still went on and everything seemed to go pretty well. Coming up, we have this weekend, the 100-mile enduro horse race is going to be starting on Saturday morning, very early. Most people will not even know it was in town. They start heading out around 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. The 4th Ward School is having a film festival starting on the 21st. Street Vibes will be starting on September 26th. I know we're all real excited to get ready for that one. The outhouse races will kick off Hauntober, so that is October 5th and 6th, and then we have a lot planned for all of October to celebrate our Hauntober. We also have a Reno Tahoe comedy show is coming with a mentalist on October 5th at Piper's Opera House. That's to continue that Reno Tahoe comedy partnership that we have. We're also this year new. We're going to be bringing up someone to do haunted hay rides and horseless carriage rides all through October. So I encourage everyone to always look at visitvirginiacitynv.com for our full event calendar. And that's it.
Thank you for that update, Leah. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you, Mr.
All right. Vice Chairman?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Again, I want to thank everybody for those updates. We're going to move on to item number 12, which is board comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for us today, sir?
Nothing to add today. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Vice Chairman, do you have anything?
I don't have any comments. Thank you.
All right. I only have one comment today, and I ask that we engage in a moment of silence for John Bartlett, also known around town as Hippie John.
Recording in progress.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I love a place. The grass is really green.
They're doing something on the back end. Because I was clicking mute and moving, and they weren't going out.
Right.
Call in user one.
I'm going to ask James, I'm going to say first, just go back on.
Yeah.
That's Lance back.
Yes. We have quorums. Great Brooks, Matt, and Black.
Okay, so literature, yeah, we can start.
Loud and clear, Jim.
Lance, can you hear us? Lance, are you able to hear us?
I can hear you fine. I have no video.
Yeah, it's shut down for right now. Thank you.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Yes, it was.
North Korean flags.
Yeah.
Alex Pardo, is that anybody you recognize?
I'm looking up some of these names, but there's a Matthew Black in Reno.
So I do suggest if anybody can do a record in 3 minutes,
okay,
they're going to do a playback. They can see who it is, and then you can see who it is.
There are two I don't recognize unless you do, and I'm not left to bend.
Yeah, I can see. I don't know if you can have a little bit of a playback. Can you hear us, Jay? Oh, no, they're not.
Yes, they
yes,
can.
Yes, I can. Why don't you guys mute up until you're ready?
IT's going to be up here in about 3 minutes. They're going to look at the names and maybe do a playback to see who they are before we admit everybody.
Okay. So let's recess the meeting. You guys can mute your mic there. And when you're ready, just let me know.
Karen, you're not...
I'm gonna go to the hospital.